One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 10, How Jesus Used Truth to Overcome the Lies of Loneliness, by Dr. Greg Powell. Scripture passage, Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Matthew 4:11. Satan has an eye for our weak moments. He comes to deceive and to lead us away from the truth. He comes to destroy hope. He came to tempt Jesus at the very height of his hunger and loneliness. Jesus hadn't had human contact for a month and a half and was hungry from his fasting. When Satan tempted Jesus, he did not break his fast or tempt the Father. Instead, he relied on the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures. He showed us how to defend ourselves from the lies of Satan. Satan will come to you in your weak moments and tell you lies. He will tell you that you are not loved. He will tell you that you are worthless. He will tell you that God has abandoned you. None of these things are true. Just as Jesus relied on the Spirit and the Scriptures to defeat Satan, so can you. Also remember that Jesus was never alone in the desert. He was being led by the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, verses 5 through 7, Jesus tells his disciples that he is leaving to go back to the Father. This filled the disciples with loneliness and sorrow. In order to combat their sorrow, Jesus gives them the promise of the indwelling of the Spirit. He tells them it is to their advantage for him to leave and the Spirit to come. Think about that. Jesus tells his disciples and us that it is better to have the Spirit dwelling inside of you than to have him physically walking with you. The connection you have with the Father through the Spirit is more advantageous than the connection that the original disciples had through physically being with Jesus. In Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, we read how Jesus fought against loneliness with his knowledge of the Scriptures. When Satan tempted him, Jesus answered back with Scriptures he had memorized. The problem with loneliness is that you feel alone. Not just alone in the sense that no one is around to care for you, but that you are uniquely alone in a way that no one else is. In our loneliness, it is easy to assume that we are the only ones who suffer this way, and that this suffering does not end. This is not the truth. The truth is that the Bible is full of people who struggled with loneliness. David writes about his loneliness in Psalm 22 and Psalm 27. David defeated his loneliness with hope, not simply hoping everything would turn out okay, but rather a hope built on the truth of God's faithfulness. In Psalm 22, verses 4 through 5, he writes, In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Satan wants you to believe that you are alone and that your loneliness is unique to you. This is a lie. The Scriptures tell us that Jesus is with us even until the end of this age. Matthew 28:20. The Scriptures tell us we are sealed with the Spirit, and He will never leave us. Ephesians 1:13-14. The Scriptures are full of stories of our spiritual heroes who suffered through loneliness, but never lost faith. Do not allow Satan to steal your joy. Lift your eyes and know that God loves you and is near you now and forever. Reflect upon the following. How many Bible verses have you memorized in your life? Can you still quote them? Consider taking the following action steps. Write each verse on a sheet of paper or in a prayer journal. Commit to memorize Psalm 22, 4 through 5. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.